Here we go, everyone. Chapter 3. I don't know what to do or say. Let's just read. Elements of coherence? What are you talking about? Lever asks, confused. You know, those ponies with the magic jewelry, you reply, waving your hands in the air, desperately trying to mimic the tiara and necklace. I mean, they made all those weird sounds like... Lara looks at you even more confused than before. You facepalm and look to Rose look for help. Oh, you mean the elements of harmony? She cries joyfully, as if she had just solved a $1 million question on a game show. You clap your hands together. Yeah, those. Yeah, what about them? Lara asks, the puzzled look still on her face. Oh, I just saw the pink one walk by a second ago. Who, Pinkie Pie? Yeah, I think that's her name. Wow, cool story, Lara says, turning back to Rose Luck, who stood behind a vendor's stall, various flowers displaying and adoring each inch of it. So, anyway, I was all, wait, I thought you'd be impressed or something. You know that I'm starting to really get my bearings around here. I mean, I almost recognize Pinkless Pie. Well, first off, it's Pinkie Pie, not Pinkless. Secondly, you're bound to see her pop up pretty much everywhere. What do you mean? Your voice trails off as you notice Pinkie Pie in the distance hopping happily, moving along the exact path that she had just traveled down only a minute prior. She disappears behind a building and reappears at the head of the path, hopping down it once again. What the hell? Rose turns to watch the pink mare hop around happily, humming a song. She shrugs and returns to watering her flowers. She's Pinkie Pie. Just ignore her and it won't bother you. Lara laughs. Well, I think I'll let you get back to work, Rose. I'm pretty sure he's had enough breaking of the laws and physics for one day. Alright, see you guys later, okay? Oh, tell Bonbon I said hi. Rose Luck waves her hooves at you. You respond with a smile. Sure thing, Lara calls back, trotting alongside you into town. So, let's see, we saw Rose, Carrot Top, Daisy. Hey, don't forget Derpy, you add. Lara laughs. How could I? Especially after what happened with you guys today. That mare really loves those muffins. Hey, speaking of food, I'm starving. Let's go get something to eat. You stroke your chin as if in deep thought. Fine, but you're buying. Wow, lazy and cheap. You're every mare's dream. Lara snipes back longingly. You recoil overdramatically and pretend to sob in your hands. Oh, my life is misery. I'm alone and misunderstood. Oh, woe is me. Oh, it's okay, Lara grins back at you. I'm sure you'll find some pony that will be able to date your sorry ass. So, what do you say? This place has great food. Hoity-toity's fine equestrian cuisine, you read off the banner, hanging above the restaurant. Sure, sounds cool. You smile and walk inside with Lara by your side. An earth pony wearing a black vest appears before the two of you and seats you almost immediately, dropping a plastic menu directly in front of each of you before darting to help another couple. You revel in the brilliance of the high-class restaurant, noting that normally you and Lara would just opt out and get takeout and sit in front of the television. You scan the restaurant curiously, examining each aspect of the lavishly decorated interior. Paintings and portraits of important ponies hang on the wall, an elegant chandelier shining rays of dim gold light upon each of them. The remainder of the restaurant seems especially dim, save for the individual candles standing in the center of each table and illuminating every pony's faces. Wow, that sounds nice. That's a nice restaurant. You turn to face Lyra, and your heart flutters. The candlelight shines brightly in her golden eyes as you give them a life, as if giving them a life of their own. She smiles at you softly, delicately, her aquamarine coat standing out brightly from the ambient light. She's absolutely beautiful, you tell yourself, wondering how come it took you so long to notice. It takes all your strength to keep yourself from confessing how you truly feel, how much she really does mean to you, how you love her back. You wish Lyra could be yours instead of Bonbon's. Okay, dude, don't be selfish. Obvious to your inner turmoil, Lyra picks up the menu and begins skimming it. You notice her tongue sticking out the side of her mouth, and stifle a chuckle. Aw, you look so cute, you cue, breaking the silence. You proceed to make baby noises at her, Lyra responding with a blush. You shut up and pick something to eat. She reaches across the table to hit you and push your chair. She reaches across the table to hit you, but you push your chair back enough for her to miss you. You laugh and pick up your menu off the table. Hay burgers, grits, and salads, you mumble, while reading over the myriad examples of entrees. Daffodil sandwiches, you grimace and sigh, putting your menu back on the table. Best ones in town, I swear. Gustav's got nothing on this place, Lara responds, unaware of your distaste. Your frown. Lara's attention is devoted to the menu rather than you. Hoping to catch her attention, you scrunch up your face and wiggle your fingers at her, but to no avail. Shortly after you puff your cheeks and pull your ears forward, moving closer toward her until your nose is merely inches away from her menu, you suddenly notice the complete silence that envelops the restaurant. You realize that pretty much the entire restaurant is presently staring at you, your fingers contorting your face into as bizarre of an expression as any seen by humanity or pony kind. You smile, embarrassed, and shrink back into your chair, waiting for the pony's praying eyes to turn back to their own tables. Lara, in the meantime, sits before you, flipping through her menu. You twiddle your finger. Small interruption. Okay, where were we? Anyway, Lyra, in the meantime, sits before you, flipping through her menu. You twiddle your fingers rapidly, as if trying to beat a high score in some made-up game. Where's the damn waiter in this place, you think to yourself, boredom setting in. Striving not to be outdone by a plastic menu, you quickly hatch a fiendish plot to ensure Lyra's attention, good or bad. You begin. What I wouldn't do for a hamburger. You see Lara's ears perk up from behind her menu. You smile. You've got her in the palm of your hand. Or maybe a nice cheesy, beefy Uber melt burrito with taco. With extra beef. You know, you smack your lips loudly, rubbing your stomach. You can see Lara begin to lower her menu, her eyes peering over straight at you. Is there something wrong? You ask innocently, fluttering her eyelashes at you. Fluttering your eyelashes at her. I know what you're doing. Stop it. She replies menacingly, her eyebrows crossed at you. Stop what? Talking about how much I'd love a big juicy steak right now. Or maybe some bacon. Stop. Hell, even shepherd's pie would do good right about now. Or even haggis. Just something nice and bloody. You sit back and fold your arms, staring at Lara. By this time, the entire restaurant was watching your exchange, engrossed. Look, you've got my attention, now please, stop! Lara whispers, a blush growing on her cheeks from the unwanted attention. Fine, you reply, clearing the victor. Waiter! Your voice practically echoes throughout the presently silent restaurant. The earth pony from before dashes before you, a pencil and pad and paper in his hooves. Can I take your orders? Why, certainly, my good stallion. The lady will have a daffodil sandwich, extra lettuce and tomatoes. You order, speaking in your fanciest tone possible. Lara rolls her eyes at you and sits back. The remaining ponies turn back to their meals. Your spectate finished. And then for you, sir? Do you guys have anything with meat? Lara instantly blushes and drops her head to the table, sighing heavily while the waiter looks at you nervously. You let out a reassuring laugh. Scratch that. I'll take a salad. All right, scene change after the meal. You really suck, Lara says to you as you two walk out of the hoity-toity fine equestrian cuisine. You almost got me banned from my favorite restaurant. She punches you in the arm and trots ahead of you, leaving you standing there smiling widely. Oh, come on, wait up, you shout, running to catch up with the mare. You're just pissed that I embarrassed you and... Yeah, you're just embarrassed that you got to... You're just pissed that I embarrassed you before you got the chance to humiliate me. Yeah, you know how every pony freaks out when you mention meat? You cheated and you know it. Cheated? No, my dear. That's simply not true. You mock and curl your invisible mustache and continue to walk beside the aquamarine mare, who looks up at you, smiling wearily. As a human, I'm destined to exhale at everything. You smile back smugly. Walking with your chest puffed out, it's clear that ponies are inferior beings. While you being peaceful and happy, humans are strong, enduring, incredibly smart, and very, very perspicacious. Oh, whoa, my God, ow. Surprised, you trip and fall to the ground, falling face first with a thud. You look up to find Lara, her hind leg sticking out in front of you where you were just walking. She brings her face close to yours and smiles. Perspective, huh? How's that working out for you? Scene change. A sunset by the lake? How cliche. You say, jokingly, nudging the musical mare sitting beside you on the park bench. You just have to ruin everything, don't you? Lara retaliates with a punch, slumping back into the bench. You laugh and grab your arm, rubbing away the dull pain. The two of you sit alone, enjoying the soft breeze that wafts by. You sigh and lean back. A small flock of ducklings waddle nearby, quacking to each of each other quietly. This is beautiful, Lara says softly, entranced by the scenery. You nod in agreement. Everything had gone perfectly. Your day with Lara went by flawlessly, and now you and the mare that you love are spending the sunset together by the lake. Even with the picturesque landscape stretching around you, your thoughts are focused on Lyra. You silently wish that this moment spent with her could last together. And you wish that you could tell her that you want to be more than just friends. Almost as if on cue, Lyra leans into you and sighs peacefully. Your heart races, and you nervously wrap your arm around her, pulling her close into an embrace. I don't say I was lucky to have come here to meet you. I mean, I think of her wishing I could have say these words aloud. Wishing she would say them back. God knows I could have appeared anywhere, or met any pony. I couldn't have been luckier to have met someone like you so quickly. You've been amazing. You've housed me, fed me, hell, even befriended me. You're the most amazing pony I've ever met. I want to tell you how thankful I am and how much everything you've done for me has meant to me. Even if I could go home, I wouldn't want to. My home is with you now. What are you thinking about? Lara asks, looking up at you. Strands of her white hair from her mane dangle over her eyes. She then blows them, sending them back into formation. Nothing, you reply shakily. Oh, come on, don't lie to me. Well, Lyra, You begin suddenly deciding against your confession and developing a hasty lie. I love this lake. Yeah, this place is nice. Smooth, man. You're smooth, you think to yourself, bewilderingly. Oh, that's crap, and I know it, and you know it. She says, matter-of-factingly pushing you up off of you and looking into your eyes. Her demeanor instantly softens. Now tell me the truth, please. Oh, God, what do I say? I mean, now's my chance and all. Lara looks up at you into your eyes, almost as if staring into your soul. A soft yet firm gaze. I don't know if I should do this. She's with Bon Bon. I'll ruin everything. Do this, and you can kiss your friendship goodbye. Her mane blows gently in the breeze. She wears a light smile on her face, and she certainly awaits your answer. But I love her. What should I care if she doesn't love me back? I mean, I gotta at least tell her, if not for her sake, but my own. I mean, I'm sure we can work it out. I'm not getting any younger, you know, she says playfully. I can't do it. Lyra, you've been a great friend. Oh, no. Oh, no. He'd better not have done what I think he just did. Oh, this could be bad. Lyra, you've been a great friend, you say to her, clenching your teeth in self-disappointment. Her smile slowly begins to drop. I wish you could be mine. You've been way too nice to me since I wound up in Equestria, and I love you so much. Oh, it's his thoughts. You're the best friend I think I could have ever had. You look up at Lyra, her eyes tearing in confusion on her face. Lyra, what's wrong? Nothing, just give me a minute. Lara's voice follows, and she turns away, and turns toward the deep blue sea, or lake, not sea. You hear her sniffle lightly. What's wrong? You repeat, confused. Did I say something? You reach your arm out to her, but it gets slapped away. She drops from the beach and begins to trot away. Lyra! You call after her. She turns to face you, her golden eyes stained with, her eyes tear-stained and her face wet from crying. Screw off! Just leave me alone! I'm done! Go find yourself a new friend! She turns back to the road and gallops away, back into town, sobbing heavily. That bastard. He just friend zoned Lyra. He friend zoned Lyra. That's friend zoned. That's like the worst possible thing you could ever hear. Like, I'm not even in a relationship, and I know how fucking shitty that is. Pardon my language, but from what I've heard, that's like the worst thing you could ever have dealt with in a relationship, being friend zoned. So, this is chapter 3. I'm really liking this story. I really am. Chapter 4 coming shortly.